drive for you guys today.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
How does today, a day like today help you, I guess, in preparation for the season?
It was good. It was a, kind of a New England type day. So we had a bunch of these last year, and really for the most part, the weather's been great all camp. So it's good to get work in like this. Certainly against a playoff caliber team is always good. And it's been a fun couple of days.
How would you categorize week two of joint practices for you guys?
It's just good to go up against really good competition. I think that's what it's been. I think competition's been at its best, and it usually brings out the best in all of us. So, those guys are competing hard, and so are we. So, we made our fair share of plays. I think we made plenty of mistakes to learn from, and I think the whole goal is just to come out here and get better and see where we're at, measure yourself against another opponent, and then, we got a day tomorrow to a little bit of time with them, and then we're at it Friday night.
How much does this affect you when it comes to playing time in the preseason games? You always want to play, I know that, but how much do these joint practices help you? You mentioned last week the reps, the amount of reps you get each of these practices.
Yeah, they're great because, it's you get a lot of really good competitive work in. In a preseason game, I don't get as much reps. So, certainly a lot of situational stuff that we did today is so valuable because even though you know it, it's just great review and great things to go over and to remind yourself of. So when, the games actually count, you feel like, you're a little bit of ahead. So, we just got to keep it going. I think we just try to keep stringing them together, as Coach always says.
Bob, before that final drive, you created with Julian, the team that was in the huddle previous to it, kind of imploring you guys to execute. Was that accurate?
Yeah, he's always, I think it was poor execution on the drive before, and we just couldn't get much out of it. So, we had another opportunity, which usually doesn't happen. In the NFL, you usually don't get a second chance, but in practice, you do. And, we went out and did a better job.
Hey, Tom, how much do you hope to play on Friday night?
Much as Coach will let me, so he makes those decisions, and I'll be ready to play for as long as he wants me to. And, that's a very valuable playing experience for me, too. It doesn't matter how many years you've been doing it. You got to get out there and play under game, game situations and get your body going and at the level that it needs to be at.
Is there any part of you that wants Ryan Mallett, though, to get as many opportunities as he can?
Yeah, and I think, we're all going to get him at some point here in the next three games. So, whatever we do, who's ever out there has to go out and execute because our team really counts on that. And, if the quarterback doesn't play well, then it'll pretty much suck for everybody else. So, we got to go out there and do the best we can.
You mentioned the mistakes. How much time do you spend looking at the mistakes versus looking at the positives?
I think it's always both. We always talk about sometimes when you leave the field, it's never as bad as you think it is, and it's never as good as you think it is. And a lot of times that's how the games are too, because, little things add up in both ways. They add up if you're doing them poorly, and they add up if you're doing them well. So when we do things well and when we don't make unforced errors, when we control what the New England Patriots can control, we could be a pretty good team. So we just can't do things that really are unforced errors, things that the other team really doesn't have to do anything to do to stop us, but, we stop ourselves.
What have you liked about your team so far, Tom, in camp?
Well, everyone's been working hard. I think the competition's been at a high level. There's a lot of guys that are competing for spots. So, like I said, it always brings out the best in all of us. When you see that and when guys dig deep, it's been a lot of fun to see. Certainly, there's a lot of positions where every position where guys are fighting to earn their role, and that's what training camp's all about. It's really, really where you build your team.
You feel like you're getting on, making progress with the guys that you need to make progress with, your receivers and what have you?
Yeah, we just, it's always, we're learning every day, is whether it's the walkthrough of the meeting room or the practice field, where you probably learn the most, because that's where you got to go out there and prove it. That's where you develop trust and confidence in one another. And if it doesn't happen in practice, it's hard to think that it's just magically going to happen in the game. You have to be able to do it in practice over and over and over again in order to earn the trust of your teammates and your coaches, so that when you go out there, you see something that happened in practice, and then you have confidence that can happen in the game. But if it's never happened in practice, why are you going to try to, when it matters the most, why are you going to try to do it in the game? So I think that's really what we're trying to develop, and we get a lot of reps in practice on a weekly basis. Certainly during training camp, we get a lot of reps. So, that's what everyone's trying to do for each other.
Like after today, a couple of weeks of practice, are you looking forward to Friday?
Yeah, I mean, we always look forward to the game, so it's a it's you know, you play the game, you don't work the game. So that's what we're trying to do. We're going to go out and play and have a lot of fun. And we got a day of prep tomorrow, and then we'll go out there and let it rip on Friday.
Dom, it seems today you and Brandon LaFell were clicking pretty well, and you talked about how hard he's been working to get on the same page with you. Have you seen him improve, and are you happy with what you're seeing?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed, you know, being with him. He's at a lot. He's got a real love for the game, and, you know, does a great job out there getting open. He just keeps making more plays. So that's been really fun, you know, for a quarterback to see guys out there that are really working hard to make the improvements and that really do it. And, you know, hopefully it continues to carry over. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun to be with him. And Julian, Danny, same thing. Those guys, KT's making a bunch of plays. You know, all those guys who have been out there have been great. And offensive line keeps building, who's really the strength of our team. So, you know, I got a lot of confidence in our group, but we just got to go out there and keep doing it, keep making the improvements and learn from our mistakes, and then, you know, go out and execute when it matters.
Tom, is there an adjustment for you? Conley's in for one series, Ryan's in for the next. Guards seem to be switching other than Logan. Does that affect you at all, impact you at all?
You know, no, it doesn't. I mean, I got confidence in those guys. I love both, you know, Dan and Wendy. I love those guys. So, you know, they work so hard. I got, you know, the center quarterback relationship is a pretty special one. So I got my hands on their butts probably more than their wives. So, you know, it's a pretty unique trust and relationship you have. So,
is that off the record?
Yeah, it's the truth. So, one way or another, that's football.
One unifying theme of the joint practices has been the opposing team's quarterback, their opportunity to learn from you. That's something that Chip Kelly talked about with Nick Foles, how he really wanted him to take an opportunity to witness and observe you. You guys talk at all? I know he's an opponent, but do you exchange any words?
I haven't seen him much. So, you know, truthfully, it's hard enough preparing for my own job, and, you know, that's all I'm really focused on, being the best I could be for our team. So I'm just really kind of locked in on what I need to do every day in practice and what I got to bring to my teammates, which is, you know, positive energy and enthusiasm, and especially on days like this where, you know, not all the forces are working with you, but, you know, you got to learn to be mentally tough enough to push through. So it's a challenging job all the time, and, you know, it's really 100% effort to do what I can do to help our team. So
how about Jimmy? Where is his confidence at right now?
You know, I think he could probably answer that whenever you guys talk to him. I'm not sure. So,
Tom, Dobson said yesterday,
final questions, guys.
I guess he doesn't feel like he's behind. He feels like he's made up all that time. I think he's more talking about mentally than physically. But is that possible to be where he wants to be, considering he missed minicamp, he missed OTAs, he's missed 3 weeks of training camp?
Yeah, it's challenging, you know, for everybody, but everyone's in different situations. So I don't think really getting ready for an NFL season is easy by any stretch. I think it's a lot of work and effort, and you got to pay in advance. You can't just slap it out there and think you can last the whole year. So, you know, whatever situation guys are in, they're trying to work to be the best they can be. And, you know, some guys who have the opportunity to be out there every day in practice is great for our team. If you don't, then you got to do what you need to do to help our team win at some point. So, you know, coach handles all those things, and you know, we as players have to be mentally tough to just go out there and do the best regardless of who's out there, because it could be like that. And we've dealt with a lot of injuries over the years, but you can't let it detract from what you're trying to do, which is ultimately win the game. And it doesn't really matter how you win. You just got to find a way to win.
Last question, guys.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks.